but the people of Somerset waited until the 30th of January for the military to be stood up. And the people of the Thames Valley didn't have to wait anywhere near as long for that. That's come up a lot in the last few days on my show. Do you think they regret the way the government reacted?
Well, what I'd say is this, is that the way emergency planning works in Britain, and this was put in place after the last lot of floods, is that when there is an emergency, you get a gold command, normally the chief of police, who then runs the emergency planning system. And the military sit alongside that person. They have a military liaison officer. And it's always possible for the gold commander to call on the military and get them to help. But what I've found, particularly in this crisis, is sometimes there is a bit of hesitation to ask. And so I've been making sure that all the gold commanders and all the local authorities have been personally called and told, look, don't think twice about calling the military. Think once and then ask them. And that's why I think you've seen them come in faster, because I've been saying, look, as I said yesterday, in this relief effort, in this relief phase, you know, money isn't the object. And you do sometimes hear people say, well, who's going to pay for the military? Now, that shouldn't be the concern. Get on, call them in, they can help, they can have a community support function, because we've got to do everything we can in these terrible times.
One final quick point then. When I was in Muchelney, I had a guy wade all the way from a nearby village to come and see me, and he wanted to tell me that his house has been flooded twice in the last 2 years. He didn't even manage to move back in between the floods. He now says it's impossible for him to sell his house. So can you compensate people to move elsewhere? Because they're not going to be able to sell their houses now.
Well, the first thing we can do is make sure that even houses that get flooded frequently, and I have some of these in my own constituency, can get insurance. And we have an agreement with the insurance companies about insuring properties that are liable to flood.
But that's not good enough. People want to move, though. They won't be able to sell their homes.
Well, I think the best way to help people in that circumstance is to make sure that, going back to your earlier questions, we put in place all of the measures for the Somerset levels that are necessary. I mean, this is a man-made environment, and the reason it didn't flood for many years...
You can't commit to help them this morning, can you, these people who want to sell their homes but can't because they keep flooding?
Well, I can certainly commit to help them on the insurance front. I think that's
but
the
not
first
on selling
thing.
Their homes or compensating them.
As I said, on selling homes, the best thing to do is put in place a plan that will better protect the Somerset levels, and that will better protect people's property prices.
Obviously, we're talking here about the relief effort here. As we get further down the line later on this year, would you be able to come back on and tell us about how you think things have been going, and talk to us about maybe longer-term things when we do know the specifics?
Oh, of course, I'll be happy to do that. I mean, as I was saying, this meeting with the chief scientist yesterday was actually to go through some of the long-term options. And my message to all the planners is to think radically. You know, we're a country with amazing resources and great scientists, brilliant engineers. You know, we can crack this problem. And we can't underestimate the fact that we've had the wettest start to a year for 250 years. And these extreme weather events, there are some elements of them that that are very, very difficult to cope with. But I'm quite convinced we can do more, do better, and use all the brains of this brilliant country to make sure that we're more resilient in the future.